Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're looking out for love in the night so still.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. This is Lindsey Buckingham bringing this back. One man, one guitar. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Businessadvancement.com, right, Pam?
Businessadvance.com. Businessadvancement.com. Also works.
Okay, all right. So check
that
out.
And Growth Igniters Radio. We're so glad that we can have conversations with you on Growth Igniters
We've
Radio.
We've done that. And how many? And now it's over a year old. Can they find all that at businessadvance.com?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. So, and also on iTunes, you can find Growth Igniters Radio.
Once a week, right?
Pardon me?
Once a week.
Every
and
Wednesday.
And the archives are there, too. All the things that are... All the different interviews, some great interviews. Almost all of them are really good, folks. Pam Harper, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock. We're talking about the art of visionary leadership, not the science, the art of visionary leadership. What else do we need to know about this, Pam?
Another thing is we started to talk about the fact that this is not comfortable stuff when you're going into new territory. You don't know what you don't know, and you have to do it fast, and all kinds of things inevitably happen because there are so many moving parts, so we need to be able to get good at improvisation.
When you focus forward, this is one of the rude things about being the leader, about being the visionary. Oftentimes, not just sometimes, but oftentimes, when you focus forward on the far horizon, what you see is not comfortable. It gives you the jitters.
Mm-hmm.
It might even scare the heck out of you.
And that's why we have to be good at, first of all, in addition to what I just said, I want to say that one of the things I've found to be personally extremely helpful is coming up with a series of checkpoints and milestones along the way, because those are like guideposts. And I talk about that in Preventing Strategic Gridlock, is that when you can come up with what should be happening, and you can make those points of checking as frequent as you need to have them happen. Mm-hmm. But let's say that we're doing that, and we're seeing that maybe things are not going the way we want, because you were talking before about the fact that we don't know what we don't know. You know, there's no straight line on the journey of success. And so one of the things that is art is improvisation. I mean, some people are very familiar with things like the Second City Comedy Club, you know, mm-hmm. Tina Fey, and we think about comedy with improvisation. And there's also a serious side to improvisation, because all it really means is that we have to be willing to drop our agenda and engage in real time. I mean, right now, to a certain extent, Jim, you and I are improvising.
When I see this, and this is an area that small business owners are really good at.
Yes.
And we're better at this than big companies. We're flexible. We're versatile and flexible.
Right.
This is an area that's not hard. However, sometimes, because we're so flexible, we lose focus, too.
That's true.
And that's one of the dangers of this visionary leadership thing. If you're so flexible, you can't maintain focus. That's not good either.
That's not good either. The thing that is interesting, though, is that the moment that you have more than one person, and I've seen this in many smaller companies, too, is the moment that you have more than one person, or you're trying to enroll others, so you're trying to get internal momentum to make things happen, and external momentum, too, but the internal momentum, is that people have their agendas. So, yes, small businesses are good at shifting and pivoting, but at the same time, and I speak as a boutique business owner myself, is that the moment you have another person, you have to be willing to engage with them in a way where we're saying, yes, and. Mm-hmm. And one of the people, and this is the most recent episode, and it's about, we had Kelly Leonard, who, of the Second City, he's the creative advisor mm-hmm. to the Second City, talking about his book, Yes and how we can become better at this, because I guarantee, and I've seen it, where two people can sit in a room and we think that we're talking about the same thing and we're not.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I've seen two business owners, co-business owners, mm-hmm. where one didn't want to share their agenda with the other mm-hmm. because of a lot of reasons. And so the more that we're looking at how do we create conversations where we acknowledge the reality of the other person.
And that's where the true traits of leadership come in.
That's right.
If you're a true leader, you will drop those firewalls. And, yes. you'll share that information. Pam, I need the website one more time, please.
BusinessAdvance.com, GrowthIgnitersRadio.com.
All right, so check all that out. Hey, Pam, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do, Jim.
Take Pamela care. S. Harper is the name on the book, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get Pam back again real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Bisongame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.